We're in Hilchos Krishna. We're up to Simen Samaches, which is all of one sif. We'll be doing it entirely. Yesh mekom mishem afsikim bebirkos Krishna lomer piyutin. The Machaber says there are places where they are mafsik in the middle of Birkos Krishna, say in the middle of Yotzer Or, and they say piyutin. V'nochon limnoa mila omram. The Machaber shita is that you should stop them from saying that. Mishum dava hefsik, because they're being mafsik in the middle of Birkos Krishna. So the Machaber is of the opinion that piyutim should not be said in the middle of Birkos Krishna. Says the Ramah, Hagah, v'yesh omrim be'enisur bedover. There are those who disagree and say that there's nothing wrong. Why is that? The Ramah's shita is that the din of mishana mimadbeya shetavu chachomim, of changing the madbeya, changing the nusach atfila, is only when you're dealing with the parts of the bracha that are ma'akev. You don't go switching them around. Whereas, if you have all the elements of the bracha and you wish to add to it, that is not called mishana, because there's no shear to the length of the bracha. V'chein no'agin b'chol ha'makomos li'omra. And the minig is in all the places to say them. There are many Ashkenazim that have such a minag where they say piyutim in the middle of Birkos Krishna. Says the Ramah, v'hamekel v'ein omram lo hifsid. If someone is mekel, going against the minag, he's mekel and doesn't say them, lo hifsid, so he hasn't lost out, since according to the Machaber, it wasn't the right thing to do in the first place. Says the Ramah now, umikol makom, why should a person not say it? He's going to want to learn at the time. Lo yasek b'shum davra afilu b'divrei Torah asa lahafsik. Palaso, kozman shatzibur omer piyutim. While they're saying piyutim, if someone is choshish for a hefsik, he wouldn't say anything. He's not even allowed to learn then. V'kolshkin shos ledabra shum sicha b'teila. Certainly he couldn't speak out in the middle of Birkas Krishma. Umikal makom. Nevertheless, mi shalom et alidei hirur, sharoa b'sefer mahara les be'isura. Whereas if someone is reading a sefer without moving his lips, he's just reading it without vocalizing anything, the halachi is that should not be a hefsik. The hirur lav kedibur dami, because thinking hirur is not kedibur. Ela, says the Ramah, nevertheless, a person should refrain from doing that. Shemitoch kach, if he's looking to a sefer, even al yidei hirur, yavo ledaber, other people are going to end up speaking. Others are going to say, you mean you can do something other than the piyutim. So they'll converse, they'll just be speaking to one another. So even though there would be a reason to say to be porish min atzibur, to be machber for the mechaber, a person should not, because he's going to end up being machshel other people where they will be mafsik. The yomer osam imohem. And he should say the piyutim along with them. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, first of all, Reb Chaim Vital in the name of the Ari, that the Arizal only said the piyutim that were written by those who knew Chochmas HaEmes, only by those who knew Kabbalah, such as the Rishonim and those before them, where all of their piyutim were not just Shiris V'Sish Bachos, but they were things that worked Al Pi Kabbalah as well. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down that it was said that Reb Chaim Vital himself used to say all the piyutim. He also says yesh li zoyer harbe, you should be very careful and not miss out any of the piyutim while the tzibur is saying it. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that if the piyutim are very long, they certainly don't belong in the Birkas Krishna, and they should preferably be said. They should preferably be said before you start the bracha, rather than in Be'emtza HaBracha. Another thing, someone who is davening B'yechidus, even if he has the minig of saying piyutim in the middle of Birkas Krishna, since he is not saying it B'tzibur, he should not be mafsik to say this piyutim. The yochid, one does not say the piyutim of Birkas Krishna. Also, on Yontif or Yomim Noroim, where there are many different piyutim at the very beginning of Birkas Krishna, there are some people that forget to say the bracha of Yotzer Or altogether, and they jump right into the piyutim. So he reminds us that you should be careful that you do not forget to say the Birkas Krishna in favor of the piyutim. Now, the other thing the Mishnah Berurah talks about here with regard to the union of being Mishanami Matbeya Shetavu Chachamim are the various nuschos HaTfila. And he says that the those who daven Svard, those who daven Ashkenaz, the different variations of Svard, everyone has to remember that there are 12 sha'arim, there are 12 different gates up in heaven. It's not just one nusach ha'tfilah. There are 12 different ones for the different shvatim. And as a result of it, every one of the nuschos is fine. And even though you have different people davening with different nuschos in the shul, that is not, the Mishnah Berurah says that that is not a problem.